As Mark shared, I'm one of the elders, and when I said I might have a message, Mark was super encouraging and says, yep, go right ahead. And so, wanting to be obedient to God and having loving support of our elder team, here I am. My message I want to share is hope to believe. And this is a personal message for me, because it was a walk that I had to walk out in church. But to get there, I had to share a little bit of who I was. I was raised by a single mom. My parents divorced when I was young. Right when my parents divorced, my mom stepped in AA, or Alcoholics Anonymous. And so, I mean, I literally made meetings by the mere fact that she didn't have a babysitter for me. I learned a lot of my belief in God through that program, and that's where my walk with the Lord, or my understanding of a God, was. At about 15, she thought I needed a good male influence, so she sent me off to St. Martin's High School in Olympia, Washington. Go to Catholic boys' boarding school. The exact, I wouldn't say opposite, but completely different theological views than AA. So I had 4 years of that. I did graduate, fine. But when I left there, I believed I had enough, I at least had 5 or 6 years, 5 to 10 years worth of church stocked up, because we went so often, and I jumped into the world. I went to Alaska, make my fortune, fame, and commercial fishing. Which gives me a little aside, the first two disciples Christ picked were commercial fishermen, and they are a tough bunch. If God can work with commercial fishermen, he can work with absolutely anybody. So, I went into that, wandered, got married, wound up in New Mexico, and tried to work out my life and how I went. And things, I don't know, gradually continued to deteriorate. At one time, I seriously contemplated suicide. I'd been divorced. I finally stepped into the AA program myself to deal with that addiction habit. A little aside, my mom was the first, I was second, my dad was the third, my sister was the fourth to step into the program. But I share this, kind of give you an idea of my crooked path on coming before you today, and also share the glory and the wonder of God that can do the impossible, because I've never dreamed I would ever stand before a congregation, share my message. Which brings me to my message, and that's Hebrews 1:11, and that's, it's belief, or our hope into a true belief in the Savior. It says, no faith is a substance of things hoped for, and that evidence of things not seen. And then we step down into verse 6, if we could. And then it gives us the first line, but without faith is impossible to please him. How do we get there? What steps do we walk into to get to that point? When I came to the Lord, believe me, there was an ounce of faith in me. I was desperate. I was seeking a transformation in my life. I'd seen miracles, and I wanted to be one of them. And I had two basic beliefs. One, that there was a God, and two, that he could love me in spite of everything. Which leads me to the next verse, Mark 9:24, I believe it is. And it's a story about a father that has a love for a son who the demons are tormenting him, trying to kill him, trying to burn him, trying to drown him, trying to do anything to destroy him. And the father's desperation steps in. And if we could bring that up, Mark 9:20, let's back up to 9:23 if we could. And Mark, let's back up to 1. 9:23, and Jesus said unto them, if you can believe, all things are possible who believes. And his response was more like my response when I stepped into the congregation. Mark 24, straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, and help my unbelief. And he prayed directly face to face with Christ for faith strong enough to deliver his son. We can still do that today. Even though he is not walking on the world, he still is near to us as he was then to the Father with his love for his son. We can even take it a step further, go down to Mark 29. Christ talks about some of this even needs prayer and fasting. This is a first start. This is a start to the end of to our faith, our walk with faith. And earlier in Mark, when his disciples couldn't deliver him, he called this a faithless generation. So it isn't black and white. It is God has mercy. He allows us to walk out our faith or to walk into our faith, however it comes about. Romans 12:3 just talks about we all have a measure of faith. When I came back into the church, because there's a couple starts and stops in there in my walking out my salvation, and heard about Daniel, and it's in Daniel. Daniel 3, 17 to 18. If you recall, maybe you recall, it was King Nebuchadnezzar built a golden idol, wanted to parade it through the streets, have everybody bow down to it. And 3 young Hebrew boys refused to. And their testimony, or their talk in Daniel 3, 17 and 18 is, if that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from a burning fire and furnace. He will deliver us from your hand, O King. But if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your God, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up. In other words, he had no preconceived ideas. When I walked into the church, I tried to eliminate all the preconceived ideas I had and started with fundamental truths that I really could hang my hat on or truly believed in. And that was those two. There was a God, and he could love me. So we step out, and we walk out. We'll hop over to Matthew 6:33. It talks about the next step we need to do. And the Father did it too. But first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The Father with the Son, tormented Son, he seeked out whoever could help his Son. And as we walk out and we seek out God, this is it. Let me back up to my notes here. I looked up in the Strong's the Greek definition of seek, and it was interesting. It talks about investigation, crave, even demand, and I've had demanding prayers. Worship, as we did today, earlier, our fabulous worship team. It's just when we are worshiping him, we are seeking him out in person, because he inhabits our praise and worship. The last thing that we go through, and we talk about, is in Matthew 22, 6. And that is, 22, 6, here we go. And God talks about the commandments. Christ talked about the commandments. And it says, the first two commandments. As he said, the greatest, thou shalt love thy Lord, thy God, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, without all thy mind. The first and the greatest commandment. We did this through praise and worship, lifting him up. The second is like unto you, thou shalt love thy neighbor with thyself. And you never know when you have opportunity to love your neighbor. There was one time, one of my many occupations, and believe me, I get teased about how many jobs, different occupations I've had. But I was driving a semi over Soldier Summit in Utah in the winter, and there's a U-Haul truck, I mean, crawling up this hill, on the hill, right outside of Helper, Helper was named because that was the added engines it needed to push it, the trains up over the steep pass. And he's crawling up, and so there's nobody coming. I just kind of ease around him and keep on going. I look in my mirror, and he's following my exact tracks all the way up the hill, right behind me. And so I get to the crest of the top, and the snow was blowing so hard, it looked like I was sliding in the ditch. And so I got both feet on the brakes, and still, I finally realized I'm not moving. I look out the passenger, the driver's window, and I can see the road, because I couldn't see it over the hood of the truck. It was blowing so hard. So I put in gear, ease up the hill again, and get up on top. And if you know Soldier Summit, it's about 20-mile flat top across the top of this. Well, this blizzard is raging. I get to where the window calms down a little bit. For some reason, I jumped out of the truck and went back to you all. I said, how are you guys doing? And he said in a strong accent, I'm from Alabama, and I was praying. And he had his wife, a couple of kids in the cab. And we eased across the path. And after that, I thought, if you're an answer to someone's prayer, no matter how unusual it may be, what are the odds of me going in the ditch? Slim or none. And we went across, and I finally figured out why there was no traffic coming the other way, because once I got ready to crest over and said, I made it across the top, I'm going to head down here. There's about a couple of dozen headlights going like that, about six or seven lanes wide from ditch to ditch, because they have trucks and vehicles scattered everywhere. And we waited there for about 5-6 hours. They cleared the path, and the whole string of vehicles that stacked up behind me made it down. You never know when you're going to be answered to someone's prayer. You never know when that word of encouragement is going to be. So we walk it out through prayer, we walk out through seeking him, and we walk our faith through following his commandments or walking out what he has called us into. And this is our walk with the Lord. Early on, and we take it back to that one guy, that the father and the son. Christ, when the disciples couldn't deliver the demon, Christ admonished them that, oh, this faithless generation. So it is a process. Even the disciples had to work it out, had to pray, had to fast, had to walk it out. It's a journey. It's not a start and stop. I had to work out my faith and my walk with the Lord. I looked up faith in the Strong's, the Greek definition, and it says, reliance upon Christ for our salvation, that reliance. And we take it a step at a time. It's a journey. Everyone finds it. I really admire those who have found it at a young age. But at any age, we can step into that perfect walk, that walk with the Lord. I'd like to invite the ministry team up. And Erica, you want to come up, please? And go ahead and come on up, ministry team. When I first came back to the Lord, and finally I went through a few churches and were seeking God. I was seeking. I looked in the Catholic Church, a Baptist church, another church, I can't remember. And I wound up in an AG church. And I seemed to fit in there. It was the most miracle-believing church I knew of at the time. And in doing that, the AG church believes in a lot of altar calls. And come on up, Donna. Quit taking pictures. And it's just like, I don't think for a couple of years, I don't think there was an altar call I didn't respond to, because I really believed I was desperately desiring for what you guys had and I didn't, or I thought. I used to sit in the back row, believe it or not, I used to sit quietly in the back row and look at or admire and talk and witness those people that had a little peace of mind, a little serenity, a good family, a good job. And so this is I want to invite those up. If you have a prayer request, if you have a need to go ahead, if something is burdened on your heart, this is a praying church. This is a church that wants to minister you. And just like I learned the lesson on Soldier Summit, when you're answered to someone's prayer, let someone pray with you and either rejoice in the victory, sustain you through the walk, just whatever it takes. Or if you want to give your life and give your life over to Christ, and start walking and building on your faith, please come forward. Now is a great time to come forward. Go ahead, Erica. And we rejoice in the Lord. I appreciate it. I practiced this many times, thought it'd be a longer message, but it is where my heart is. I'm really to the point guy. This is where I am. But thank you for sharing this time, and thank you for the privilege of being able to share with you. Anybody who wants to come forward, please come forward now at this time. We want to invite you to communion today. We'll open up to communion at this time too. We believe this, those who's near and dear to you on the communion, please come forward and go ahead and share the communion too also. Thank you so much. Quick reminder on Jim Stern, on the offerings on Jim Stern, the basket's up front here as you go ahead and be dismissed on that. Just go ahead and share on that. Thank you so much. God bless you. And may God be with you so much. And those feel like it's time to go ahead and go, you feel free to go. And thank you so much for your time.